Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, get your vaccination and then wear a mask even when you're around other vaccinated people. Makes perfect sense. Then they wonder why people have vaccine hesitancy. We are governed in New York State by, I can't even say morons, because they're smarter than we are, because they're making tons of money, and they've got health care for life, they're set for life with their pensions, and you idiots keep on putting them back in office. Mark Poloncarz would not be county executive except for you idiots. Andrew Cuomo wouldn't be governor except for you idiots. You get what you vote for. Elections have consequences. You have nobody to blame but yourself if you voted for these schnooks. You had Astorino last time against Cuomo, and you had Lynn Dixon last time against Mark, I am the power, Poloncarz. He should have been in Star Wars. I have the power. I have the power. He's big on power. Talked about that at the beginning of the show. You can tell a lot about somebody by the words they use. If I was county executive, I wouldn't sit there, you know, unzipping, whipping it around, saying, I have the power. I would say, you know, I think I might have the legal authority based as county executive. I have the power. He's on a power trip, man. Power is his blow. It's his cocaine. Seriously. And folks, again, the minute these people say COVID's under control, Dr. Fauci isn't on TV every day. He's a nobody. He's another Washington bureaucrat that nobody cares about. Poloncarz doesn't get free publicity for his Mark Poloncarz for Congress campaign in the future. Cuomo starts having to answer questions about all the breasts he's grabbed. And Dr. Burstein can't make the payments on a Ferrari anymore. Dr. Overtime, Gail Burstein. By the way, tell me what other pediatrician is pulling in $400,000 in Buffalo. I think you'd be pretty hard-pressed. It is 10 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. All right, I've guilted somebody in here about working at home. By the way, you people are horrible, and I think you should know that. Many of you who've commented on the picture I put up on the Bowerly WBEN Facebook page have made very insensitive comments about the workspace of a colleague. The fact of the matter is, I don't know whose desk that is. The body is buried underneath the debris. I didn't put the crime scene tape in the picture. And for you people to say such horrible things about one of my colleagues who is deceased under a pile of rubble at their desk, I think you are the most evil, execrable people on the face of the earth. All right, here's Darius in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
All right, Darius, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
So, Tom, you know, like always, your show just keeps moving and moving, so I got a comment. Remember when President Obama said, my administration will be ready to rule by day one. Remember that?
Yep.
Yep. So words count, Tom.
They offer an insight into somebody's mindset. And how many times has Mark Poloncarz used the word power? The guy's on a power trip. He's a stupid county executive. One of, what, 60 in New York State. In the scheme of life, he's a nobody.
Yeah, Tom, he's the kind of guy that he'll strut his stuff until you smack him between the eyes, and then he'll run off like a stuck pig. But that's not the subject of my call. First, I want to thank Mrs. Nerd for the clam juice recipe. It was great.
And I'm glad you enjoyed my girlfriend's clam juice.
Yes, sir. So you asked, hey.
Well, I'm just curious. Did you videotape the actual making of the clams?
No, Tom.
Did you put them on the grill or did you saute them?
We sauteed them.
And were they not the best clams you've ever eaten?
Yes. They were great. I cannot say they were the best ever, but have to.
That's somewhat heretical. Mrs. Nerd's clam juice recipe, you got to scroll way down on the Facebook page, but she was nice enough to write it out for me.
Hey, Tom, how do you feel about having Prince Andrew tell you where you're going to sit at a Blue Jays game?
I think Andrew Cuomo can bend down and pucker his lips and kiss my nether regions.
Okay, enough said on that. You asked about working from home.
Yes.
For me, it's been great. I have gotten to know my cat a lot better. The cat now expects me to be at my desk at a certain time. And, you know, during the lulls in the day when I can, I manage my way to bed, and she climbs on my chest and purrs. I have been able to get done everything I need to get done. Although, I have put on 30 pounds.
Oh, that's all? Lightweight?
I think so.
Yeah, let's not even talk about COVID weight gain. I do not wish to go there. As somebody who loves animals, are you as infuriated as I am over this story about people who adopted pets for the pandemic are now bringing them back to the shelters in record numbers?
Hey, Tom, I put them on the level of the Waffen SS, okay? They suck.
It might be a bit extreme, but I thank you very much for the call. Darius in Huntsville, Alabama. These people who returned animals after they no longer needed them to hold their hand for the pandemic, I hope that the shelters are putting them on their do not adopt lists. I know for a fact that the SPCA serving Erie County has a list of people who are never allowed to adopt an animal, ever. And all of these people who took out an animal, had that animal bond with it emotionally, who are now bringing the animal back to shelters, are the lowest scum on the face of the earth. I mean, they're among the lowest scum on the face of the earth. We have a lot of monstrous people, and these people are just like them. How do you bond with an animal for over a year? The animal thinks it's got a forever home. One minute it's eating its food in your kitchen. The next minute it's in a car. The next minute it's back in a kennel because it served its purpose for you. What kind of scumbag person you are. You know what? When you're on your deathbed in the nursing home, I hope your kids ignore you. That's how scummy I think you are. And I hope your death is long and painful. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville on WBEN. Hello.
Hello, Thomas, the voice in the wilderness.
No, stop that. Just go ahead. If you say voice in the wilderness again, I'm just going to hang up on you from now on. You're on notice. I'm not kidding. I'm being serious. It's old.
I love you. Either way. Hey, the fact is, I love the fact you're out there screaming and yelling and that, and that's what we need, and that's why I listen. The fact is, like these people with the pets, people that are the lowest or lower than that, much lower, are the breeders, which I call the breeders out there, which are kids that are born to these breeders that don't take care of them at all. That's just a segue of what I wanted to say, but. Yeah, absolutely. I have schnauzers, and my oldest is 15 now, and she's having, what should I have, OPD, and if she gets too excited or runs, she faints and kind of yelps, but she comes back. She's good.
But you, Bill, have provided a forever home for your dogs. I've provided a forever home for any cat I've ever taken in. And the idea, I mean, I'm sorry, the idea of going to a shelter and adopting an animal because I need comfort during the pandemic, but once the vaccine comes out and things get back to normal, well, forget animal who has bonded with me, who has slept by my side every night for the past year. I'm done with you, throwing you out like trash.
But the people that get abused, number one, not only an animal, but it's psychological in the abnormal psychology world. That people that will abuse animals are definitely abusers to not only their children but to their spouses and that.
And very likely to be serial killers. Absolutely. I thank you very much for the call, Bill. By the way, Dow Jones Industrial Average down almost 700 points. Biden, you're doing a hell of a job. I'm enjoying these new gas prices, Biden. I'm enjoying paying three times what I used to pay for just about anything. Biden, you are the greatest president in my lifetime. I have to tell you, you're doing a bang-up job, you old senile geezer who didn't win the election to begin with. Anyway, it is 18 minutes. Oh, not in my mind, he didn't. It is 18 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. Hold on. My coworkers are communicating with me. Oh, my goodness. I'm not going to give you the name of the individual. I thought this individual had actually been pronounced deceased at the scene of the desk in the picture on the WBEN Facebook page. Love the show. I'm sick of working at home, and that is my messy desk, and I miss it very much. LOL. That actually belongs to one of our managers. It belongs to one of our managers. I thought the guy was dead. The crime scene tape got cropped out of the picture I posted. This guy produces more revenue than 10 mortals put together. That's his messy desk, and he is a very smart guy. But, oh, my God, you guys on Facebook are horrible. I mean, if you're so perfect, let's see pictures of your workspace. Let's see pictures of your house. Let's see how orderly you are, Mrs. Cleaver, Hazel. All right. Yeah, my house is a mess. I, you know, this decluttering sucks. Sports car. I'm doing everything in order now. Sports cards. You know what I did? I got rid of all my old VHS tapes, even the porn, all out in the garbage, transferred it, except the porn, to DVD because I just don't have room. I'm done. You know, I don't want my kids to have to clean out a mess. You know, I've seen too many of those TV shows. Police responded to reports of a foul odor coming from a home. You think anybody here would call the cops if they don't show up for work? They'd say, hey, he's just at home, hanging out. They wouldn't know for a week in the middle of August, and suddenly they'd think, maybe we ought to check on Bowerly, do a little welfare check. By that time, house has to be bulldozed. Somebody on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board said, this is great. Somebody get Tom another Red Bull. I have never had a Red Bull in my life, and I never will. I start off my day with a triple espresso well before I come to work, and I drink vitamin water while I'm on the air and nothing else. And no, I don't do drugs anymore. So I'm just saying that... It's like the old routine. Was it Mitch Hedberg? I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to also. Anyway, but no, that's you know, feel free to urine test me if you want. See, this is one of many reasons I believe Sergeant Pepper was totally overrated, why Abbey Road is a much better body of work. Just saying. All right, it is 4:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Red Bull. How could any of you believe that with my heart, I would put Red Bull into my body? Seriously? It's like, hey, let's listen to Tom have a stroke on the air. I literally drink vitamin water and zero sugar vitamin water, I might add. And that's it. And the only caffeine I put into my body is my triple espresso in the morning to help me wake up, because I'm awake half the night feeding my cat every hour on the hour. Meow. Every hour on the hour, ladies and gentlemen. Nonetheless, and we're going to get back to the Corey Hogan thing in just a minute, but I brought this up on a few occasions, and I just want to tell you why. It's an article from the New York Post. Look, I love animals, and I am a very responsible pet owner. Always have been. And when people I see are irresponsible pet owners, it really bothers me. Because like you, I'm very familiar with the bond that is forged between people and dogs and cats. And I forged a bond with Glenna Cat the first time I met her, when she did figure eights between my legs. I thought she might have just been from the neighborhood, but apparently somebody just dropped her off and she was skin and bones until she met me, but she's still with me. And that first meeting was September of 2003. But this is a story that absolutely enrages and infuriates me. Okay? I'm serious. Pet owners who adopted during the pandemic are reportedly beginning to ditch their animals at shelters. Now the COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted and workers are returning to the office. We're starting to see now what we think will be a longer-term trend of some of those pandemic pets, if you want to call them that, starting to be given up. The chief executive of the Dogs and Cats Home in London told Bloomberg the number of dogs and cats returned to the shelter has doubled over the last few months, and it's only expected to get worse. I think that's going to happen as people gradually return to offices, start thinking about taking holidays as well. I think very sadly, we're going to see people returning their dogs and cats because a lot of people bought puppies early in the pandemic. Those puppies have grown into adult dogs now. Some of those behaviors may be becoming a little bit more challenging, and people may be thinking now it's getting too difficult. So sadly, I think we're going to see an upturn. The shelter said it saw a similar trend in the 2008 recession. Job losses also played a role this time around. Also, some sad pictures from Seminole County, Florida, as a result of scumbag humans who should never be allowed to adopt an animal again, who should never have the privilege of having a fur friend in their house again, throwing out a buddy like garbage. And, you know, I don't know about you. I have a feeling I do know a little bit about you, that if you have a dog and if you have a cat, I'm gonna surmise that that is a very important part of your life. And the idea that you would ditch your cat or dog because you wanted to go on vacation, who does that? Who does that? I've gone on vacation. I've always made arrangements for my pets to be properly tended to. But this has got to be the sign of some deeper sickness with humanity. I mean, the user mentality just really, it really fries me. You know, I mean, just I put myself in the position of the kitten brought home from the shelter, snuggling in a human's lap every night. And then for reasons I don't even begin to understand, one night I'm back in a shelter and I'm wondering where my human is and when I'm going to see my human again. This breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. You know, it really does. These people, I don't know, organ donors sounds good to me because that's about all they're good for, because they've got no souls. They've got no emotion. They're not worthy of adopting an animal. It disgusts me in a way that I can't even get into. It infuriates me to read this article. It truly does. It truly does. And you know, how can people be like this? I mean, I'm not a saint. Never claimed to be a saint. I had a very difficult cat, Haley Cat. I took care of her for 14 years. I gave her my garage. I took my car out of the garage, let her have that as her house. And believe me, Haley Cat was a hellion. She was Satan's spawn. But she loved me, sat on my shoulder like a parrot, and I was a pirate. Barg. Now, let's get back. Let's start this from the beginning. Corey Hogan, yesterday on this program, talking about another piece of New York bureaucracy that you and your business need to be aware of, and they have most infamously and decorously mislabeled this as the New York Heroes Act.
I don't want to take you off subject, but I don't know if you've been made aware of the so-called New York Hero Act. this is a disaster, in my opinion.
Do tell.
May 5th by Cuomo. That's going to require any employer with 10 employees or more to set up a system within your office to prevent the transmission of airborne infectious disease, starting with COVID-19, but any of them. And it's convenient that the exceptions to that are all governmental entities. So every private employer, you're going to have representatives of the union, if you have a union, representatives of your employees, if you don't have the union, and then you have to go through a laundry list of things, including, you know, health screenings for your employees, face covering possibilities, other PPE equipment, hand washing stations, cleaning and disinfecting of common areas. It's a disaster, in my opinion.
This is insane.
Yeah.
Okay. This is insane. Why are people getting vaccinated then? If the whole point, again, if the whole point of vaccination is to protect ourselves against serious COVID infection, this New York Heroes Act seems to me to be maybe, oh, I don't know, a year late and a dollar short.
Well, but it's going to go on forever. And that was what our concern was all along here, is that, you know, it's one thing to focus on the COVID-19 vaccine. It's another thing, and the so-called restrictions on liberty and everything like that that they were doing, and no one can deny that that didn't occur. The issue was, okay, we've got this so-called pandemic, and it is, as you mentioned, depending upon your age and your comorbidities, it can be something that can kill you. For most people, it isn't. 92% of the people that die are over 55, and they have at least 3.8 comorbidities. So it's really focused on those people, and they're the ones that should have been protected. So that's been going on, and now we're at a point now where in Erie County, over half the population has been double-shotted. So we probably are really close to herd immunity. The numbers are really plummeting right now. This thing, this HEROES Act, is going to go on forever unless it's ruled unconstitutional. This is something that every private employer, has to put in place. This is called bureaucracy at its utmost, where now the government is going into every place where people work and requiring all kinds of requirements to so-called prevent this infectious disease. And if you have, let's say, 100 employees and you have two people that are mad about it, they can go ahead and basically call you in, you know, call the government on the hotline, and there's a retaliation provision in there that the employer cannot retaliate against any employee that does those kind of things. And an employee can also refuse to report to work if they feel that their health is in jeopardy. So this is really a weird thing that got kind of, in me, you know, shoveled under the rug. I don't even know if most people know about it. It's not a good thing.
This is the Sovietization of America, and you said it went into effect on May 5th?
Well, it's going to be, there's two effective dates. It was signed by Cuomo on May 5th, so the legislature passed it, our legislature that was supposed to rein the governor in. And part of it goes into effect on June 4th. That's when all the employers have to adopt standards. And then you're required to, what they call the definition, is a joint labor management workplace safety committee. So it does sound a little like the communist type of...
Wow. But just remember, Corey, a few years ago, New York is open for business. You know, we spent a lot of money on ads in Texas and elsewhere trying to induce companies to come to New York because New York was so business-friendly. Prime example here of New York being business-friendly. All right, that was our interview yesterday on the so-called HEROES Act in New York State. How many of you knew about this? Because I didn't. I had no clue. When Corey brought up, it was Corey Hogan from Hogan Willing. When he brought it up yesterday, I was fit to be tied. I know a lot of business people, and they were contacting me in droves last night. What is this I hear about this new law? They are stunned. Ladies and gentlemen, again, if you employ 10 or more people, you're going to have to come up with this system to prevent the transmission of airborne infectious diseases. Not just COVID, any airborne infectious disease. How about the common cold, the rhinovirus? Somebody gets a cold in your office. The way I look at this, somebody comes down with a sniffle in your office, and you can call into management and say, you know what, I don't feel safe coming to work. I don't feel safe. I heard Tom Puckett sniffling yesterday. I don't feel like coming into work today. Sorry. Not me. Ladies and gentlemen, do you guys have any thoughts on this? I mean, they start tossing around words like Joint Labor Management Workplace Safety Committee. What? Joint Workplace Management Workplace Safety Committee? That sounds like something you would have read about in Pravda, in the workers' paradise of the Soviet Union. This, to me, is absolutely insane. This means that if you've got some activist, now this is the way I look at this, and I hope I'm wrong, but if you've got some activist in your office, okay, who doesn't ever want to see people take off masks, all they have to do, I mean, they can make your business put in health screening, wear masks, mandate hand washing, and a whole bunch of other hygienic steps that they believe. And by the way, what are their qualifications? Are they doctors? No, they're just schnooks like you and me. I mean, as I read this, any activist type who never ever wants to see an American without a mask can take over your workplace and make you adapt and conform to their sensibilities. And if somebody does not feel safe going to work, well, they can call in and say, I don't feel safe, and you can't be fired. And they can't retaliate, which, by the way, is a great way to keep your job. Because if you do get fired, you can just say it was retaliation for blowing them in. This is nuts. This is absolutely insane. I mean, where do these people come up with this? You guys have any thoughts on this New York Heroes Act? And here's what I'm thinking, okay? Here's what I'm thinking. You've got a business in Florida or Texas or Alabama. You're thinking to yourself, you know, I really think that we ought to move to New York State. Let me look at the incentives of working in New York State. Like, first of all, A, that doesn't happen because businesses around the country know that New York State is a piratical, confiscatory state. Now, even if you were willing to overlook that because, hey, you're a big Bills fan, you want to see Josh Allen, you want to sit with a mask on with other vaccinated people in a stadium, which makes no sense at all. Now, you've got to deal with the New York Heroes Act. By the way, what does this have to do with heroes? Nothing. But if George Orwell politics and the English language, they're supposed to call it the New York State Screws Employers Even More Act. New York State is Unfriendly to Business Act. New York State is Becoming Neurotically Obsessed with Airborne Pathogens Act. You name it. Let's go to Lori in Buffalo on WBEN. We'll have a full show on this tomorrow at 5 with Corey Hogan, maybe Steve Cohen, I'm not sure. You're on WBEN.
Good afternoon. I have a suggestion, Tom, that when the small business owner, poor guy, he has to do all this based on the mandates of one of his employees, he puts together his budget for how much it's going to cost, call said employee in and say, due to the high cost of having to change all these things in my business, I've been forced to decrease my workforce, so I'll see you later.
You're talking about businesses close to that 10 mark?
Yes.
Another alternative, if you're close to that 10 mark and you got to talk to a lawyer about this, what you can do is fire an employee but keep them on as a consultant. Technically, then, you wouldn't have an employee. You'd have a consultant.
Anything that works, anything to get around these horrific, tyrannical mandates.
But this to me, I mean, when I tell you that New York State is ordering businesses with 10 or more workers to establish joint labor management workplace safety committees, that sounds like something I've read about in Soviet history.
Yeah, and for an employee to go along with that, I'm so tired of these paranoid basement dwellers you know, as far as I'm concerned, they can all stay in their basements. The less we see of them, the more free our lives are going to be.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. The more pajama boys who stay at home with mommy and daddy, the better. Because, I mean, I can't imagine one employee out of hundreds of employees getting their panties in a knot because so-and-so didn't wear a mask when there's no reason to wear a mask, being able to blow in an employer. I'm not sure what the fine stipulations are in this legislation, but this is, you know, Lori, as if the economy wasn't reeling enough for small businesses, now they want to add another layer of insane bureaucracy. And what exactly is an airborne infectious disease? Rhinovirus, the common cold? Seriously, Pasquale gets the sniffles? I call my boss and say, I don't feel safe coming in because Pasquale has the sniffles.
Tim, we are all being played. We're being conditioned to act like a bunch of sheep. We're like trained seals. Jumping up at the fish.
Hey, I said that yesterday. You stole my thing.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It must have been subliminal because I didn't hear you.
Anyway, we're like anglerfish washing up on a beach.
Yeah,
look that up online. They're really pretty cool looking. Anyway, I thank you. Are you a small business owner, Lori?
No, I'm not, but I certainly have supported them. I'm heartbroken to see what's happening, how they're just destroying our middle class and our small businesses. I live in the city, and there's so many small businesses, and so many now empty storefronts, vacant storefronts because of this.
I drove down Delaware Avenue the other day, and I was stunned. What used to be a vibrant area looks like Beirut, 1983.
Mm-hmm. As well as Elmwood Village. Of course, the greedy landlords don't help, but it's empty there. It's empty. I'm so sad.
All right. I feel your pain. I thank you very much. We're going to do more on the New York Heroes Act with Corey Hogan tomorrow at 5 o'clock. If you have any continuing comments on it, I would take them. I've also got plenty of other things to get into on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.